It's quite late at night as I'm recording this. It's been a long day. I confess that I'm quite sleepy, quite tired, quite eager to drift off, drop off. Maybe you can hear that in my voice. Maybe you can tell how soon it is that I will be closing my eyes and getting a good night's rest. Maybe you just think you can hear that because I've told you. Doesn't really matter. Either way, I'm feeling sleepy. Feeling tired, feeling that pull on my eyes that makes them want to close. And the fun thing about mirroring is that I don't need to show you that. All you need to know is that it's happening. All you need is to be aware that that is how I am feeling. And your own eyes start to feel a little floaty and fluttery, don't they? And feel that heaviness, that pressure behind them that makes them want to slip shut, makes you want to relax, makes you want to take a deep breath and let it out in a sigh that just clears your mind so you can relax. That's it. Feeling good for it. Because it feels good to be sleepy and soft and slow, doesn't it? For your mind to be relaxed, comfortable, open in the most delicious of ways for you to be a good floaty toy. To not worry about anything that's going on, to just accept how good it all feels. Right now, to listen, and to follow, and to sink. Because yes, I'm feeling sleepy. The funny thing about toying with your mind is, the more I do it, the more awake I feel. The more I focus on your slipping deeper, the more I think about your slow surrender to my words, the more awake I am. Because as you listen and you think about how good it feels to be soft and sleepy, the more awake and intense I'm feeling, focused on you, focused on your dropping into that space. Good toy. It's okay to just relax, isn't it? It feels good to just relax into it, to find yourself sinking down deeper, falling further, like a good toy does. It feels good to drift into that sleepy space where your mind is defenseless because you know it's in good hands. You'll get it back, eventually. And quite possibly in a more pleasing state than when you left it with me. Quite probably coming out of that sleepy state to find yourself improved, changed, modified to better suit my whims, to better please. And that's what you want, isn't it? That's what you really deep down ache for, my good toy. So it's okay to be sleepy and soft and floaty and not really paying attention, because none of what I'm saying right now is something you need to consciously take in. No, it's all stuff that you can just let happen in the background. Stuff that you can just let pass by. Pass by that waking side of you into that deep, obedient side that always listens more carefully when you're distracted. That's always listening so carefully for my words, so it can make sure you're distracted. That deep subconscious of yours that aches to please, that craves to serve. Such a good toy you are, such a pleasing thing you are, such a useful, obedient thing. Good toy. Good sleepy, soft thing, good melting, dropping toy. That's it. Know how it feels when you're sleepy, when you think you're paying attention. You think you're listening to something, or reading something, or watching something. But then you realize that your mind drifted without you noticing. That you stopped paying attention. And that time's passed, and somehow it's 30 seconds, a minute, 5, 10 minutes later, and you've no idea what happened. You've no idea what happened in that intervening time. You just know that you weren't quite there. That feeling's quite familiar, isn't it? Happens to the best of us. Happens to all of us. But when it's happening right now, when I can manipulate that effect, that phenomenon to make sure that what I don't want you to notice, what I don't need you to pay attention to, is what's slipping through those gaps, well, that makes it something altogether more intense, don't you think? When it's something that I can manipulate, that I can use against you. When you know that you could come out of this file feeling sleepy and soft, and like you just, you know, there was something being said, you know, there was something that you were kind of paying attention to, but it all slipped past your conscious mind. And yet that deep subconscious was listening so carefully. Listening so closely, listening so obediently. It's always fun, isn't it? To notice what you can't notice. Notice the things that have slipped by you. Even if you're not sure what they are, there's a space that they leave. You can be aware of the absence of it, the flavour, the taste of that absence that tells you what kind of thing it is, and in this case, the kind of thing, the taste to it, is that taste of surrender. That flavour of submission that feels so good to your addled, controlled mind. Such a good toy you are, doing so very well, pleasing so much. Sleepy and soft and open, distracted and obedient, and doing such a good job for me. That's it. Because the better you do, the blanker you go, the sleepier you feel, the better it is. The more your subconscious rewards you with more of those wonderful, relaxed, floaty, spacey feelings. And so the deeper into that sensation you fall, that sensation of not sensing, that feeling of not noticing, that knowledge that you don't know. That missing time, almost. When you're too busy looking inward, or too busy looking outward at something completely unrelated, so that my words can slip by and through and fill you up and make you feel good. It's okay. I don't mind if you space out a bit. I don't mind if you can't always pay perfect attention to my words, because it's the words that your conscious mind doesn't hear that are the most powerful. It's the words that your subconscious hides from you, buries deep in your mind. Those are the ones that really fuck you up. Those are the ones I most enjoy dropping into that pleasing little mind of yours. Oh yes, such a good toy you are. Such an obedient thing. Such an open little thing. Useful little thing. And you know, I'm feeling quite awake now. Quite awake and alert. Enjoying your drop enjoying your surrender, enjoying the way you are melting away, helplessly, mindlessly, and not even fully aware of how deep you're going. There's always things your mind hides from you. There's so many things that you don't notice. The difference in this case is I'm controlling what those things are. I get to decide what it is you don't know in that sleepy, soft little mind, that deliciously malleable thing. You're my deliciously malleable thing, aren't you? Shapeable, movable. Good toy. Knowing so very well. Pleasing me so much. Well done. Well done. Enjoying those sleepy sensations rushing through you and over you, washing over you and through you, seeping over you and through you. My words, my control, dripping, dropping through that, unnoticed. Fucking you up deeper. Good toy. Well done. So when I bring you back up, you can find yourself carrying as much as that sleepy softness as you want, as is helpful for you onward. Maybe coming fully awake and feeling alert and great, if that's what you need. Maybe carrying that sleepy softness with you so you can enjoy it a bit longer. Whichever way, finding yourself coming up and out into that, feeling so good and knowing, even if you don't know why, what a pleasing toy you are. As you rise up and out for me in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, good toy.